WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
From trouble spraying for Zika, I'm Elliot Francis. Published reports claim some insiders with the Trump campaign are becoming frustrated with their candidate. Some staffers think Trump needs to stay on message. Or from correspondent Dana Bash.
I'm told by, you know, Republican sources on Capitol Hill, particularly with the Paul Ryan situation, he's got a big reservoir of support. And for people who reluctantly endorse Donald Trump, they might be thinking, really? This is what we get in response? He's got a lot of support, separate from Paul Ryan. But those who were a little bit more reluctant are, I'm told by one source, hanging on by a thread.
This morning in Florida, health officials will spray an area around Miami for mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus. CDC's Dr. Thomas Frieden.
Further testing is underway to see if there is, if there are infections beyond this 1 mile radius. But the 1 mile radius already has a buffer zone of five different lifetime flight paths of these mosquitoes.
15 people have become infected with the virus. I'm Elliot Francis. It's happened again. A tour bus crashed in Central California Tuesday, killing five passengers. Respondent Jim Roop reports.
When the bus hit the Mesa Freeway exit sign, Officer Moises Honsurez with the California Highway Patrol says the pole of that sign sheared through the bus as the bus continued at freeway speed.
And unfortunately, the pole is approximately halfway through the bus. It entered somewhere in the front passenger area and went about halfway back through the vehicle.
Along with the five deaths, several were hurt, many severely. The bus originated in Mexico, stopped in L.A. Monday night, and was going to Sacramento before its final destination in Washington State. The cause of the crash still unknown. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
An African-American woman killed after a seven-hour armed standoff with Baltimore County Police Monday was trying to live stream the event. Authorities shut down the Facebook account for 23-year-old Corinne Gaines, who was later killed in an exchange of gunfire with police, which also wounded her five-year-old son. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The head of Metro is holding a special meeting of transit agency managers today.
That closed-door meeting will be held this morning at the Verizon Center. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans tells WMAL it's another meeting with mid-level employees and supervisors to again hammer home that this is a, quote, new Metro, and everyone needs to be on board with the many changes taking place.
In the past, the board, the general manager, I don't know, they seem to have instilled a lackadaisical approach to everything. Paul and I want to change that.
This is the second meeting that Metro's general manager has held with employees and comes following incidents including operators running red lights on the track and a derailment last week. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Ellicott City residents whose homes were damaged in last weekend's flash flood today will have the chance to briefly return to their homes to see what they can save. Business owners will be allowed into their properties too. Each of them will be escorted by safety personnel. They'll have 10 minutes. Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman says the recovery work is just beginning.
Yeah, we're still removing cars. I mean, we've removed probably well over 200. And Senator Cardin and the others saw us. They're still removing cars from the west end of Ellicott City.
Ellicott City remains under a state of emergency. Three D.C. residents have filed a federal lawsuit challenging the city's ban on stun guns and tasers. The plaintiffs argue that ban is unconstitutional. Their lawyer, George Lyon, tells the Washington Times that a ban on a non-lethal weapon is irrational. Two Northern Virginia state senators are calling on the University of Virginia to freeze tuition while lawmakers get answers about the school's $2.3 billion investment fund, which was apparently created from surplus revenues. Senators Chap Peterson and Scott Surville want a moratorium on tuition increases at UVA effective January 1st. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,314, the NASDAQ at 51,38. Sports for a second straight night, the Nationals crush the Diamondbacks. The O's used four solo home runs to beat the Rangers, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. will miss at least two more NASCAR races as he recovers from a concussion. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Digital Government Institute's 930Gov is back for its fourth annual technology conference and expo at the D.C. Convention Center, Wednesday, August 24th only. Featuring conferences on cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Attend, learn, and network with leading experts from each of these communities. Registration is free for government and industry. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th only. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on I-70. Sounds like a serious crash. Westbound 70 as you're heading in toward Frederick. Right as you come up to the exit for East Patrick Street, exit 56. They've stopped all traffic. Initially, they were going to let the left shoulder get by, so they might be occasionally doing that as they sort things out. But right now, finding most of the lanes closed. Westbound 70 right at East Patrick Street before you get into Frederick. Now, if you are in Frederick and coming south on 270, no problems. We're off to a good start heading through Germantown, Rockville, down through to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway looks good. Maryland and Virginia. Virginia, here we go. 95, 395, 66. Good shape here early on. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry through midweek. Probably going to be an isolated shower, thundershower round. 84, east northeasterly breeze. Keeping us a little bit below normal in terms of temperature. Cloud and sunshine upstairs. Some clouds tonight, 69. Partly cloudy, 86 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel. On WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Springfield, 64 in Bowie, 73 degrees in Washington. Who eats KFC with a fork? Apparently Donald Trump does, and he's taking a licking from critics. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
And while you worry about how the Republican nominee eats his fried chicken, bear in mind that the Obama administration spent $400 million to the Iranian government, apparently in exchange for American prisoners. We might want to talk about that this morning. And to that end, at 6:35, Clifford May from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies will be our guest on this stunning revelation overnight at the Wall Street Journal. Then at 7:05, Joe Concha, a media analyst from The Hill, will talk about what appears to be relentlessly slanted coverage of the Donald Trump candidacy. At 7:35, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, we can't wait to have her chime in on what appears to be a cash for hostages deal from the Obama administration, an outrage. And at 8:05, Quentin Kidd, a Virginia political analyst, will give his take on yesterday's Loudoun County rally for Donald Trump and whether Trump has chances to win the Commonwealth. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And let's talk a little bit about Donald Trump making an appearance in Virginia yesterday, out there campaigning in Loudoun County, which is, of course, a very important county. If you want to take the state of Virginia, it is said to be a bellwether county, and as that county goes, often goes the entire state. And so it was yesterday he was out there, and then a lot has been said about the things that happened in that rally. But here's one moment, and I need your help on it. First, I'm just going to play the sound, in case you didn't hear it, then I need your guidance. Here's Donald Trump yesterday talking about something that happened to him before he took the stage.
Something very nice just happened to me. A man came up to me, and he handed me his Purple Heart. Now, I said to him, is that like the real one or is that a copy? And he said, that's my real Purple Heart. I have such confidence in you. And I said, man, that's like big stuff. I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
All right, so there it is, and much has been said about this particular little passage in the rally yesterday. I have so many questions, and you know, look, I did not serve in the military. I have a tremendous admiration for those who have, and a tremendous amount of admiration for those who have gone and have been wounded in battle and who received the Purple Heart. I got a neighbor who's got a Purple Heart, and I don't even really know the guy all that well, but I respect him for the sacrifice that he has made on behalf of his country. But let me ask you this question. Was it appropriate, first of all, should you accept a Purple Heart that's given to you like that if you haven't actually served in combat? I don't know. I'm asking. I really don't know this. Did anything that he said there, especially the last part about, well, you know, I always wanted to get a Purple Heart, this was much easier, did that offend you if you're in the military, if you've perhaps have been awarded a Purple Heart? Or is this much ado about nothing? Are people overreacting? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I guess my initial instinct on this was, gosh, if somebody walked up to me and said, hey, you know, Brian, I think the world of you and the show that you do every morning, and I want to give you this Purple Heart because I just so respect you and you mean so much to me, I would have been very, very touched, but I think I would have very politely declined it because I feel like that's something that I didn't earn and not something that I would want to have. I wouldn't want to be rude to the person, but by the same token, my instinct would be to say, thank you, that is such a lovely gesture, but I just really can't accept it. You know, you were the one who earned that. That should stay with you. But that would be my instinct. And I don't really know what it means to people who serve in the military. So, listen, I know a lot of people up this time of morning are serving in the military. You're going to your job there at the Pentagon or at one of the military installations around town. Maybe you have some information that will help me understand whether or not this bothers you. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, I mean, listen, the weirdest thing that Trump said here to me, to my ears, was I've always wanted a Purple Heart because nobody wants a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a Purple Heart means that you've got wounded in combat. You don't want that. I mean, unless you're John Kerry and you want three Purple Hearts so you can get out of Nam as soon as you possibly can. But beyond that, here's my biggest problem. My really big problem with this is that the media seizes on this stuff. And Trump knows that the media will seize on this stuff. And this stuff always happens when Trump says something off the cuff and undisciplined. And who knows, he was maybe trying to be funny and awkward. And he doesn't know how to deal with a thing like this because he's not a politician and he's never run for office before. So the media will seize on it. And we'll talk about this instead of talking about lowering my taxes, protecting the border, and killing our enemies abroad. So here's the bottom line. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one person in this world whose opinion on this matters. And that is the man who actually earned the Purple Heart by being wounded in combat and decided to give his Purple Heart to Donald Trump. Now, this man wanted to give his Purple Heart to Donald Trump. And do we think that he is offended by what Donald Trump said? I mean, if I had to guess, I would say no, he probably isn't. If he is, then that's a legitimate thing. You know, if he's like, hey, and I gave you my Purple Heart and now you're not even understanding the value of it or what it means or the significance, that's fine. But it was his move to make. He gave him the Purple Heart. Donald Trump accepted it in his own awkward way. And if the guy who gave him the Purple Heart is okay with it, then I have no argument here. It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't affect how my taxes are going to get raised under Hillary Clinton and lowered under Donald Trump. It's not going to affect how regulations will be increased under Hillary Clinton and they'll be decreased under Donald Trump. It doesn't affect how our borders will be porous and open under Hillary Clinton and they'll be contained under Donald Trump. And it doesn't change the fact that we're going to seriously fight the war on terror under Donald Trump. And we're going to have four more years of the same where, guess what? There are going to be a lot more Americans getting Purple Hearts, sadly, under Hillary Clinton than under Donald Trump. To me, that's what makes a bigger difference.
So that you have put you under the category of much ado about nothing.
To me.
Okay. To the phone lines we go. Robert in Spotsylvania, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning.
Yeah, I'm a vet, and I served for 5 years in the Army. The man that gave it to him, he was the one that earned it. And, yeah, you know, that's his choice to give it to him. I got no problem with it. The way that Donald accepted it, as far as talking about it, that was pretty stupid. I don't necessarily believe that he meant it quite the way that it came across, but he should have been a little bit more gracious about it, and he should have articulated himself a little bit better than that. But I don't have a problem with it.
All right, so this is not going to, and this doesn't change your mind about how you're going to vote. This is not one of those kinds of things.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, when you have somebody like Trump who is, like, you know, as Larry's talking about, he's like, they back us up. You know, and I don't want to say the Republicans, but Donald is going to back us up a lot more than Hillary has. I know about her history. I know about her past statements. I know about Obama. I know the way that he acted. I mean, you've got President Bush that during the war, he would take and go out to Andrews, and he would take and be there when my brothers and sisters came off of those planes in flag-draped coffins. I haven't seen or heard anything even remotely similar about what Obama doing. And, you know, Bush would...
Well, we lost you there, Robert, and we're making such a very interesting point and a very passionate point. Thank you for that. We really do appreciate your call. Listen, we're trying to make sense of this thing yesterday, and why some people seem to be upset about it. Is it a thing, or is it much ado about nothing? And you know, what did you think about how Donald Trump handled the matter? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Frederick, heads up if you use I-70 westbound. Serious crash blocking all westbound lanes right before you get to exit 56 East Pastrick Street. So you need to exit prior to that. This is as you approach the Monocacy River with this accident closing. Again, the westbound stretch of I-70 eastbound lanes are open. On 270 southbound out of Frederick, through Urbana, Hyattstown, down to the Beltway, still nice and quiet. Sure to fill in some of the volume here soon, but looking good now. 29 and 95. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George-Washington Parkway looks good. Metro Rail, we're under Safe Track Surge number 6 with the red line single tracking continuously between Silver Spring and Tacoma Park. That goes through Sunday. And right now, there's a track problem outside of the Braddock Road station, and as a result, the yellow line trains are single tracking between Huntington and Braddock Road, and the blue line train single tracking between Van Dorn and Braddock Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be clear to partly cloudy today. A shower is always possible this time of year, late in the afternoon, a high of 84. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, 86. Friday, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Saturday, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the low 90s. Sunday looks like it's going to be a great day. A lot of sunshine, temperatures in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Something very nice just happened to me. A man came up to me, and he handed me his Purple Heart. Now, I said to him, is that like the real one or is that a copy? And he said, that's my real Purple Heart. I have such confidence in you. And I said, man, that's like big stuff. I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Yeah, it was that last part that put some people on edge about what Donald Trump said yesterday. But, I mean, look, I never served, and I need guidance from those of you who have. Is this a thing, or is it just much ado about nothing? Mark in Falls Church, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
Good. I think maybe if we sit in the treehouse, we can have a better perspective on this one. Little blast from the past for you, but this was a sweet gesture. I don't think, let's look at this as the widow's mite. The fellow that offered his Purple Heart, offered probably the most cherished thing he has as a gesture to a man that he adores. And I think this caught Donald Trump just a little bit flat-footed. Yeah. I mean, what do you say when the most precious thing that you own on this side of Jordan is offered to you? And so I think we're blowing this one a little bit out of proportion. It's just a sweet gesture.
Yeah. Listen, you may be right. Again, it seemed to me to be, I know that if it were given to me, I would say, wow, that's an amazing thing. I really appreciate the gesture, but I don't think I could have accepted. But I don't know. I really don't know if this is something that is done on a regular basis. So anyway, I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you for that. I greatly appreciate you calling in this morning. How about Bob in Alexandria? You're up next with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on again. And I'll say this. I mean, Donald Trump will kill our enemies, not get in bed with them. With 36 months in combat, I would say this, that you can't refuse to take something if they offer it to you. I mean, again, what is he supposed to do? Say, I'm not going to take it? Then the news media would blast him for that. And no matter what he does, he's going to go ahead and run afoul of the news media. And well, I don't have a problem with it.
I tend to say, you know, whatever he does, he'll run afoul from the media. However, he is sort of writing their stories for them, isn't he, Bob? I mean, I get it. You don't not accept the gift from this vet. But what do you make of his statement? Gee, I always wanted one of these. This sure is an easier way to get it. That seems a little insensitive. But again, this is one of those off the cuff moments where. He's going to get hammered. In fact, here's this guy again. Remember Khazir Khan, who apparently is the conscience of our nation.
Apparently so.
Khazir Khan, who, again, last time we checked with him, he was dying to get out of the public eye and doesn't want to be dragged into any more controversies.
No.
Well, somehow he accepted the free limo ride from CNN to get him down to the studios in New York to comment on this.
What a gracious man hands him his Purple Heart. What he does, he receives it, thanks him, puts in his pocket, later on pulls it out. I got this Purple Heart. So easy. I always wanted one. Donald Trump, you had the time. You did not serve. You know what you should have done? And listen to me, and I want his surrogates to listen to me. You should have pinned that back to that veteran's chest and should have hugged him and thanked him. That is lack of... I'm sorry, I'm shouting. I'm just so upset at this lack of empathy, lack of common sense.
And there you have it. And again, so now we're talking about this instead of talking about Donald Trump's economic plan, which was what he was supposed to talk about yesterday.
In fairness, he could have said nothing about this.
I understand. I mean, that's my point, and that's why I'm saying. I wish he would just focus on what his daily message is and stay on the daily message and not get distracted by this stuff. Because you're right, Bob. I think it was Alexandria who called in. You're right. No matter what he does. He's going to get hammered by the media. But that doesn't mean you have to serve the story up on
a big silver platter. That's right. It's more of your call straight ahead. It's 522.
Attention, homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Selling your home can be exciting, but let's face it, it can also be really stressful. That's why you should choose the agent that will deliver you a worry-free experience. And that agent is my friend, Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank, you can rest easy because with over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that only comes from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he will buy it outright. Suzanne had previously tried to sell her Capitol Heights home with no results when she called Frank. He evaluated the home and created a plan that resulted in a full price offer. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Inoxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, with a serious crash in the Frederick area, now they have shut down each direction of I-70. Now, the crash initially happened on the westbound side of I-70, right near the Monocacy River, before you get to the exit for 56 East Patrick Street. What you need to know and what you need to do is that you need to exit prior to there. So if you're west on 70, say coming from Ellicott City area, you want to exit at 144. That's exit 59, route 144. Now they have stopped the eastbound side as well, and there is a water rescue involved with this crash as well near the Monocacy River. 270 southbound, that's okay. So if you're taking 270 southbound and heading down through to the Capitol Beltway, your morning commute not disrupted through that stretch. Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, nice quiet start. No problems heading into town over the 14th Street Bridge. Southeast, Southwest freeway lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure helps keep temperatures down. Well, breaks in the overcast this morning, a mix of clouds and sun today. Just isolated showers, thunder showers. High near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 526 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Talking about Donald Trump coming to Virginia yesterday, and he talked about on stage how a man, an Iraqi war vet, had given him his Purple Heart. And he concluded his comments by saying,
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Yeah, I think it was an attempt at a lighthearted moment. I don't know that it went over all that well. And I'm asking you, is this a thing or is this just much ado about nothing? Chris in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning.
Hi, Brian and Larry. This is Chris. Oh, you already know my name. But so as a 13-year Army veteran, it's not so much Donald Trump accepting the Purple Heart. It's what he said afterwards. And imagine if Hillary Clinton, if Mr. Khan had gave Hillary Clinton his gold star flag, and Hillary Clinton said, I've always wanted a gold star flag, but this was much easier. It's just ridiculous. It shows how out of touch he is, and it shows that he does not know what that award means. Like
Chris, we're running short of time, but it bothered you, that part of it bothered you. But no problem accepting it. You think that was a gracious thing.
No problem accepting it, but as a soldier, you don't want a Purple Heart.
I would imagine that's probably true.
But real fast, Chris, this is a choice, this election. So you got that, and on the other hand, you got Hillary Clinton dittering away for 13 hours while former military members who are now working for the CIA are dying on the rooftops of Benghazi, which bothers you more.
I have a whole other problem with Donald Trump that I don't want to go, that I guess we don't have time to go into, but that's as far as the military aspect of it. But it's going to be a hard choice this year.
All right, Chris. Well, it is. It's a hard choice for a lot of people.
It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. LifeLock.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 67076.
All right, companies are moving to cities. Are you willing to uproot and move with your company if your company moves? We'll talk about this coming up in just a moment. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The GOP presidential nominee is withholding his endorsement of two key Republican lawmakers.
Donald Trump saying in an interview with the Washington Post that he is not ready to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan in his upcoming primary election. Trump saying, quote, I like Paul, but these are horrible times for our country. We need very strong leadership. We need very, very strong leadership. And I'm just not quite there yet. If that language sounds familiar, it's pretty close to the same language Ryan used when he waited to endorse Trump.
Correspondent Jason Carroll, Trump is also saying he is not ready to support Senator John McCain in his primary battle in Arizona. GOP vice presidential nominee Mike Pence is calling Hillary Clinton a failed status quo candidate. And at a rally in Phoenix, Pence said Donald Trump is America's one real choice.
That man is ready. Our team is ready. This country is ready to elect Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has scored another Republican endorsement. Meg Whitman, CEO of Hewlett-Packard, becomes the third prominent Republican woman to come out for Clinton in the past few days. Metro's general manager is bringing transit agency managers together today for another special meeting, Metro Board Chair Jack Evans tells us.
This is another meeting with mid-level employees and supervisors to really, as he said to me, to really instill in everyone that this is a new Metro, this is the direction we're headed in, we're very serious about this, and we want everybody on board.
That closed-door meeting is set for later this morning at the Verizon Center. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,314, the NASDAQ at 5138. Sports, the Nats score in the double digits again to pound Arizona. The O's beat Texas, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. will miss at least two more NASCAR races as he recovers from a concussion. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Have you ever looked to see what timeshares at your resort are selling for on eBay? This could bring you to tears. Is your timeshare getting harder and harder to book the week you want at the resort you want? Is that mortgage payment on your timeshare a lot more than the value you're getting out of it? How'd you like to just be done with it? Hey, it's Chris Plant, and you can be. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team, and I trust them. They will get you out legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares because those tricks still leave you holding the bag. They negotiate on your behalf with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to meet with them face-to-face. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and look at their reviews. These are the guys that do it right. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a complete refund, because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Frederick area, you need to avoid 70. That'll be just east of 270. It's shut down in each direction. Initial crash happened on the westbound side right before you get to the exit for 56 East Patrick Street over the Monocacy River. Now, the serious crash involves an overturned dump truck. They also tell me a jackknife tractor trailer, and the crash happened over the Monocacy River, and they're doing a river rescue right now. They've called for two medevac helicopters, so yes, indeed, you need to avoid. But what everyone will be doing in that area will be using Maryland 144 as the workaround, no matter which direction on 70 you're heading. On 270, now the better news is that 270 is okay. Out of Frederick, as you continue into Clarksburg and down through to the Beltway, no problems. Maryland, Virginia to report. Virginia, just the volume in Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Metro Rail still under safe track surge number 6 through Sunday, which the red line single tracks between Silver Spring and Tacoma Park. And better news, right now they fixed the track problem outside of Braddock Road. Yellow and blue line trains no longer single tracking, but residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How much of a rain chance today? If you forgot the umbrella, that's okay. With a cloud-sun mix, warm morning and mild afternoon, but actually temperatures down a bit. 84 with an east breeze. That helps. Tonight some clouds, 69. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 68 in Kensington, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 635 this morning, we're going to be joined by Cliff May. And we're going to get a comment about this story. Was there a quid pro quo? Was there a transfer of money in exchange for the release of prisoners from Iran? Big story hitting the news this day. We'll talk more about that at 6:35. Joe Concha, media analyst from The Hill, will talk about whether or not the media are out of control when it comes to objectivity. Is it something that even occurs anymore in journalism? 7:35, KT McFarland. And then we'll talk about Donald Trump's visit to Virginia yesterday with Quentin Kidd, a Virginia political analyst. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
When your company moves, do you move with them? And I'm not talking about moving to another state, although that's an issue for a lot of people. I'm talking about moving from the suburbs back into the city for their main headquarters or vice versa. You know, over the past couple of decades, we've seen a lot of corporations, large companies, a lot of employers, especially here in the Washington area, picking up their roots that had been in the major urban center there downtown and moving out to a more sprawling suburban complex, right? And they move their headquarters out of the city and into the suburbs. And a lot of people have liked that because a lot of families, a lot of middle-class, middle-aged people who are working for big companies like that prefer to be in the suburbs so that they can be close to work. And it's a great thing. You know, your family's there. You got your nice little space. You got your quiet little cold cul-de-sac, your kids go to a nice school, yeah, and then you got a shorter commute to your job. That's a great thing. People like that sort of arrangement, right? However, the New York Times tells us that there is a shift in that trend. After decades of these big companies moving out to the suburbs, the opposite move is now happening, often because governments are giving tax incentives and other economic benefits to companies who come back to downtown megalopolises, their big cities, and to help rejuvenate those areas. Imagine, you know, the Democrats who were mayors of these cities now realize that big corporations developing in their communities is actually good for the economy.
Yeah,
it's not
that?
Just handouts from the government. And then so when they move, you're stuck. And now you're having to commute from the suburbs back into downtown again. And I wonder if those moves, if where your company is affects where you live. Give us a call, 888-630-9625, if you want to chime in on this. Apparently, McDonald's is now moving to downtown Chicago after being out in the suburbs of Chicago for the longest time. General Electric, they were in Fairfield, Connecticut with a 70-acre campus. They've been there since 1974, and by 2018, they will move most of their headquarters to downtown Boston. Boy, now that is a difference. Imagine living out in Connecticut and working for, you know, big GE, and now you've got to commute to downtown Boston, of all places. That's a big culture shift, and I wonder if you have had to do this or if you are willing to stay in the suburbs and deal with that big commute. 888-630-WML. I can only speak for myself, Brian, and I can tell you that honestly, personally, I mean, as much as I do love living in Washington, I mean, I literally live two blocks outside the border of the city. I consider myself a Washingtonian, basically. As much as I love living in the city, given the choice, I would love living out in, like, Loudoun County, Leesburg, some of those
beautiful
areas out there. It's gorgeous. Poolsville, Maryland. I don't want to make Maryland think that I wouldn't want to live there. I we were out in Poolsville, Maryland, Meredith and I
just,
were.
Just for the record, the Crab Czar wants to move to Virginia.
No, I just said Maryland with Poolsville would be a beautiful place to live. I love it out there. Gaithersburg, oh, my gosh, I've seen some beautiful rural and suburban areas out in Gaithersburg.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I would love to be. But I have to be here at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's a commute.
Mm-hmm.
That is a problem. I locate myself close to my work so that my time is not spent getting to work. My time is spent at home or at work.
Well, you know, I live about 25 minutes outside the city up in Germantown, Maryland, so I do live some distance away from the inner city, and I gotta tell you, it's not a problem now, because I get up so dang early, but it used to be a real problem. And, you know, you make decisions and you make choices in life, and you decide, well, this is where I need to be for other reasons. Mostly, you know, I wanted my child to be in a place where I felt like she could succeed. That was one of the reasons why I chose to be out in Maryland, that far out.
Mm-hmm.
I also, by the way, made a decision to buy that far out because I could buy more house. More bang for the buck out there at that time. So, I mean, you make a lot of these decisions along the way, but I got to tell you, I dreaded every day driving into the district when I did it. I did it for 12 years.
See, but you made that choice knowing that your company was downtown.
Yep.
You consciously met. What happens if you live, you know, let's say you live out there you're near the company and you're happy in
the
suburbs.
And then they move you.
And then they say, hey, we're moving downtown. And now you're stuck with, you know, okay, do I add an hour commute to my life?
It'd be a real tough call.
Or do I move
downtown?
It would
be a real tough call.
It is. And I think that a lot of people are having to deal with that decision. Now, maybe not necessarily here in the Washington area. It's interesting, you know, we hear about a couple companies like FBI is a major employer here, and they are going to be moving out of the district and stuff. But there are a lot of other companies, a lot of these military industry companies who have been relocating and moving down to Crystal City or down to the Navy Yard area. You know, you see all of those buildings getting built down there. And these are companies that used to be out near Dulles, and they used to be out in Reston, and now they're moving downtown. And boy, that's a commute. And the Silver Line really ain't the option that people thought it was going to be for people living out there. So, you know, listen, keep an eye on it in your neighborhood as well. As the New York Times tells us, this is a growing trend as more and more corporations now are bucking this former trend of moving out to the country or out into the suburbs and moving into major urban centers.
Right.
It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Registration is now open for the Defense Department's second Voluntary Education Virtual Education Fair, scheduled for August 11th. The fair is for service members and spouses, and it provides the opportunity to chat online with representatives from several schools about degree and certificate programs, financial aid, tuition and fee costs, and post-9/11 GI Bill benefits. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is now 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, this accident in the Frederick area is unbelievable. The timing and the location. Here we go. It initially happened on the westbound side of I-70, right as you come up toward the exit 56 for East Patrick Street, and right over the Monocacy River. Now, what it involves, overturned dump truck, a jackknife tractor trailer, and a river rescue. They have two medevac helicopters that have landed on the eastbound side of 70, so it is shut down in each direction. What you need to know, if you're heading out of Frederick or into Frederick, you'll be using Maryland 144 as your workaround, so you will need extra time, and I'm sure this will be a while they're doing the cleanup and investigation of this serious crash. On 270, your travel lanes are open. So 270, we're doing okay without any problems, and we're still doing all right. Early morning commute coming in from the west on 66. I don't have any problems reported. Still looking pretty decent trip heading in towards Centerville, toward the Beltway, and even through Falls Church. 95 are normal delays in Aquia and Dale City starting to form. Lanes open over the 14th Street Bridge and on the freeway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry through midweek, probably going to be an isolated shower, thundershower round. 84, east northeasterly breeze, keeping us a little bit below normal in terms of temperature, clouds and sunshine upstairs. Some clouds tonight, 69, partly cloudy, 86 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Well, we got to tell you about a blockbuster story here that hit late last night. Here's Megyn Kelly giving the details last night on her report.
Breaking tonight, the White House just responded to a stunning new report out of the Wall Street Journal saying the Obama administration secretly airlifted $400 million in cash to Tehran. At the very same time, four American hostages were released. Critics are calling it a ransom payment, and we are not supposed to pay ransoms. The White House is...
Yeah, fine. You don't have to be a critic to call it a ransom payment. It pretty obviously, clearly, it's basically you have to be a complete moronic imbecile to buy the State Department and the Obama administration's story here. Let's just be clear here. $400 million converted into multiple currencies, put onto pallets, flown secretly in an unmarked plane, and distributed to the Iranian government. And listen to this passage from the Wall Street Journal report. On the morning of January 17th, Iran released the four American hostages. Three of them boarded a Swiss Air Force jet. Swiss against Switzerland involved. So Switzerland is receiving the money, and Switzerland is receiving these prisoners. But a report by an Iranian news site close to the Revolutionary Guard said the cash arrived in Tehran's Mehrabad Airport on the same day the Americans departed. U.S. and European officials wouldn't disclose exactly when the plane carrying the $400 million landed in Iran. Yeah, thanks for that. Statement from Admiral John Kirby from the State Department says the negotiations over the settlement of an outstanding claim were completely separate from the discussions about returning our American citizens home. Not only were the two negotiations separate, they were conducted by different teams on each side, including, in the case of the Hague claims, by technical experts right. involved in these negotiations for many years. Again, if you believe that, you really have drank the Obama Kool-Aid, which, by the way, my guess is many people reporting on this story, or even worse, not reporting on this story at all, are going to do today. By the way, one other tidbit from the great reporting from the Wall Street Journal on this. Iranian negotiators on the prisoner exchange said they wanted the cash to show they had gained something tangible.
That's right.
So here's the Obama administration and John Kerry may fool themselves into thinking that this was not a quid pro quo ransom for American hostages. They call them prisoners, but they were hostages being held by the Iranians. But guess what? The Iranians thought it was a quid pro quo.
They looked at it as that. I mean, look, quid pro quo. What does that mean? This for that. The this is they get $400 million. The that is then they release the hostages. Here's the thing. It'll be very interesting to find out which came first. Did the money land first before the prisoners were released, or were the prisoners released and then the money landed? I bet you it's the former.
It doesn't. It's all within the same 24 hours
exactly.
anyway.
But I'm telling you, I guarantee you they didn't let those prisoners go until they saw the money on the plane, at the airport in Iran. So there is a this for that. This is absolutely not what you're supposed to do in a situation like that. We don't pay ransom, but obviously we have. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but it is quid pro quo, and it's wrong.
When it was parts for weapons to Iran back in 1986, it paralyzed the Reagan administration.
Yes,
Let's see what happened here.
I remember.
Senator Tom Cotton called it a ransom, and he has spoken out again. And Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois also, again, well, actually, he voted for the Iranian deal, if I remember right. He called it ransom. And by the way, since this cash shipment was made, two more Americans, Iranian Americans, have been detained by the Tehran
because
government.
Americans now have a price on
their
heads.
There's good money in it. That's coming up at 6:35, Cliff May from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is now a man who defends democracy every day, Rush Limbaugh.
Ever since the Democrat convention, people have been trying to figure out just who is Khazir Khan. Well, it turns out he's got a website. And his own website says that what he does is he works to help clients with E2 and EB-5 programs that let overseas investors buy into U.S. companies, and also provides green cards for family members. It also said that he helps the purchase of U.S. real estate and business. So what this means is that Mr. Khazir Khan has a business that sells visas and green cards to foreign investors who want to buy their way into the United States. Minimum price is about $500,000. You buy into a business, you invest in a business, you get some visas and green cards. And this was curious to me because I first heard that this man actually facilitated the immigration of Muslims into the U.S. That's the first thing I heard about him. And then it dropped and I didn't hear anybody else say much about it. And then lo and behold, it has been discovered that that's in fact, the Washington Examiner found out that's exactly what he does on his website, except he doesn't do it anymore. Ever since this was discovered, this law firm website's been deleted. Is panic mode setting in? Khazir Khan has deleted his law firm's website on the internet. He doesn't want people to know what he's been doing.
Rush, noon to three. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft, unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit. credit. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal. 800-440-4833.
All right, so listen, you're planning that last-minute vacation, and here's a question for you. Is your stuff going to be secure? What about your office? You get an office? Is it secure? Here's the thing. It's very easy to make this problem go away. It's not a problem if you call the folks from Ackerman, because for just $19.95 a month, Ackerman can protect you with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide. And then, by the way, they have a guaranteed response time. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Security is what they do. It's the only thing they do, and they do it better than anyone else. Listen, if you want something more than that, more than just the basic monitoring, they've got all kinds of things, technology they can add to it. For example, you can get screenshots, video clips. You can be alerted when people enter your exit, your home or business with their Total Connect service. It's just a few dollars more. By the way, you can also get technology that will allow you to adjust your lights, locks, and thermostats through the smartphone or a tablet. It's very high-tech and very secure. Honestly, I just can't recommend Ackerman Security enough. Pick up the phone right now, and if you make the switch right now, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. Just mention WMAL when you call this number, 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, our big story still in the Frederick area. Serious crash closing a stretch of I-70, westbound 70, right over the Monocacy River before you get to exit 56. That's shut down with this accident. They have two medevac helicopters that have been called to the scene of the crash. And eastbound had been closed, but it looks like they're trying to allow at least the shoulder to get by eastbound. However, everyone plan for extra time. You'll be using Maryland 144 as an alternate, as a workaround. As a heads up, please, extra time. And let's take the trip elsewhere. We'll go into Virginia 66. I'm just seeing the brake lights. It's off to a normal commute here through Manassas into Centerville, through Falls Church, a little bit slow. And 95, it's just about the volume delay. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure helps keep temperatures down. Well, breaks in the overcast this morning. A mix of clouds and sun today. Just isolated showers, thunder showers. High near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It's now 5:56.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HiBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HiBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HiBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HiBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHiBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 489-8194, 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAL.
What does a controversy around